Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Lockheed Martin Corporation, one of the world's largest defense contractors and a leading player in aerospace, defense, and security. Lockheed Martin is known for its advanced technology and innovation in defense systems. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Lockheed Martin has been a dominant force in the defense and aerospace sectors for decades. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like confirmation bias and the status quo bias influence their decision-making, especially in areas like technology development and government contracts?
Confirmation bias is particularly relevant to Lockheed Martin's approach, especially in their pursuit of technology development and securing government contracts. Given their long history of successful projects and partnerships with the U.S. government, Lockheed Martin may selectively interpret data that confirms their existing strategies and technological approaches. This bias can lead to continued investments in specific technologies or systems, believing that their established methods and solutions will continue to meet future defense needs. While this has led to significant advancements, it also poses a risk if the company overlooks emerging technologies or competitors that could disrupt their traditional market. Status quo bias also plays a significant role, particularly in how Lockheed Martin manages its relationships with government clients and its approach to defense contracts. The defense industry is heavily regulated and reliant on long-term contracts, which can lead to a preference for maintaining established processes and systems. Lockheed Martin's clients may also exhibit status quo bias, preferring to stick with a known and trusted contractor rather than exploring alternatives. This dynamic can reinforce Lockheed Martin's position in the market, but also limits flexibility in responding to rapid technological advancements or shifts in defense strategy.
And this focus on leveraging their existing relationships and reinforcing proven strategies has helped Lockheed Martin maintain its leadership position in the defense and aerospace sectors, appealing to both government clients and investors who value stability and technological superiority.
Exactly. Lockheed Martin's strategic use of confirmation bias in technology development and status quo bias in managing government contracts appeals to investors looking for a company that understands and leverages long-standing industry dynamics. However, this approach also means that Lockheed Martin must carefully manage the risks associated with technological disruption and evolving defense priorities, particularly as global security challenges and technological advancements continue to shape the defense landscape.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Lockheed Martin. As a major player in the defense industry, DEI is particularly important for Lockheed Martin. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Lockheed Martin's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and highly technical industry where diverse perspectives can drive better decision-making and innovation. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Lockheed Martin's ability to innovate by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows Lockheed Martin to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in defense, technology, and innovation. For investors, Lockheed Martin's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Lockheed Martin build stronger relationships with government clients, partners, and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and ethical leadership.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in defense and aerospace, where the ability to innovate and foster inclusivity is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and innovation processes, Lockheed Martin not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Lockheed Martin operates in numerous countries, providing defense systems and aerospace solutions to governments and organizations worldwide. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Lockheed Martin's global strategy involves tailoring its defense systems and technology solutions to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different regions while maintaining its core focus on advanced technology and security. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Lockheed Martin's ability to navigate complex international regulations, such as those related to defense exports, technology transfer, and security compliance, allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local defense needs and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with regulatory changes, geopolitical tensions, and cultural differences. By ensuring that its systems are relevant and compliant in different regions, Lockheed Martin can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Lockheed Martin, especially as they face competition from both local defense contractors and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Lockheed Martin's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the defense and aerospace industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global security needs, regulatory environments, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Lockheed Martin to other companies in the defense and aerospace sectors like Northrop Grumman, Raytheon Technologies, and Boeing. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Lockheed Martin's dynamics are often compared to other defense giants like Northrop Grumman, Raytheon Technologies, and Boeing, particularly in their approach to technology development, government contracts, and competition. Lockheed Martin's strength lies in its focus on advanced defense systems and technology innovation, appealing to investors looking for a company that prioritizes technological superiority and long-term government relationships. Northrop Grumman, with its expertise in autonomous systems and cybersecurity, appeals to investors interested in a company that emphasizes cutting-edge technology in emerging defense areas. Raytheon Technologies, known for its leadership in missile systems and aerospace, attracts those looking for a company that balances defense with commercial aerospace. Boeing, with its focus on both commercial and defense aerospace, appeals to investors interested in companies that are driving advancements in aviation and space. Lockheed Martin's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for technological innovation, strong government relationships, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the defense and aerospace industry.
And unlike Boeing, which has a significant focus on commercial aerospace, Lockheed Martin's strength lies in its specialization in defense systems and government contracts, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Lockheed Martin, the focus on advanced defense technology, government relationships, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the defense and aerospace industry.
To sum up, Lockheed Martin's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their technology development strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
What's right? Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Lockheed Martin's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.